And if you study what these so-called sages have had to say about, quote, what this really is, what's worth doing, etc., you will discover that they all say roughly the same thing. Whether you're studying some South American unknown or you're studying Buddha, they're talking about love. Not a cool word, you know, unless you like the internet. There, it's the most searched for item. But out here in the real world, not a whole lot of love going on, you know, and John Lennon noticed that. And, several others did. One of the Chicago Seven, the bad guys that were behind the riots at the Democratic National Convention one year, one of the Chicago Seven, he's one of these weirdos, you know, he was a thinker, he thought about the things we're talking about. And so they asked him about love, what do you think is, you know, love, you know, is a big deal, you know, it's the answer. And so they asked him what he thought about love, and he said, what in the hell am I supposed to think love is? When I walk, when I see a billboard with a Shell gas station and Shell pumps, and a car pulling up to the pump, and the grill of the car is a smile, and the headlights of the car are two eyes. So there's a smiling, happy car driving up to Shell, and underneath it says, Cars Love Shell. And this guy says, when I read the Cars Love Shell, what am I supposed to think love is? When I read that people were devoted to the cause, the great thousand-year Aryan cause of Hitler, when I read that people were devoted to that cause, what am I supposed to think devotion is? See why these are tricky issues? So in order to want a guru, one has to be sufficiently humbled to realize that one requires one. Because I don't know anything about the spiritual life. And reading books doesn't equate to knowing. You know, I can read about enlightenment until I'm blue in the face, which I can do today because there are so many books that tell you all about it. And I can read every single one of those books and never get an inch closer to whatever it is. Although I could become a circuit speaker on the subject and tell you all about it. So we bring it down to reality. There might be one or two people who realize they really don't know, who realize the universe is infinite, who realize there doesn't appear to be anything occurring randomly, especially if they've studied some science, then they know about things like causes and effects. If they've studied the chain of dependent origination in Buddhism, they have understood there's nothing random. It's all interacting with itself 24/7 on a number of planes, most of which are invisible. Experience sometimes somewhat in dreams or in hallucinatory states. So then one would have to say, well, are there people who know what spirituality is? And one would have to decide for oneself whether one thought there are or ever have been people who understood this whole thing. It's not too big a jump to go from there to the world's great teachers, at least. It's pretty hard to imagine that you name any or all of them. It's pretty hard to imagine that they didn't know a thing or two more than we did or do. But we didn't much care for what they had to say, which is why we don't follow what they taught. So we made religions out of it instead, which requires only believing in it but not actually doing it. A good it being, you know, the easy one called loving your enemy. That's one they all have in common. You know. Love's a big deal in these world religions. They actually say that it's the essence of reality. What's at the heart of absolutely everything? Well, some of them say light, and some of them say compassion, and some of them say love, and some of them say all of the above, and they're all those three ways of saying the same thing. Buddha said the heart of things is sweet. On a clear day, it's pretty clear where the center is. And it's got to do with light. A lot of it. And that light's keeping these planets, you know, functional. And it's giving us the ability to see things, as well as things to see. So if I wanted to find someone who knows what this is all about, where do I go? Well, really a good recommendation would be the great scripture of any world religion that appeals to you as a good starting point. In other words, hold off on Sedona, Ojai, Boulder, Colorado, you know, read a little Buddhism. Read a little Judaism. Read a little New Testament. You know, or Islam. You know, whatever interests you. I Ching. You know, check it out. There's a lot of versions of all this. There have been a lot of teachers, and you may come across a version of what all this is that appeals to you more than some other version of what all this is does, which is okay. The reason there are so many versions isn't because one's right and all the others are wrong. It's because they're all right, and different ones apply to different kinds of people. So there's quite a variety available. And that variety is kind of pretty easily checked out these days of so much data so easily accessible. So on one level, a guru can be a text or a teaching or a so-called historical figure like Buddha or Jesus. It's not the conventional sense of guru, or it's another human being you're in direct contact with, but it is a sense of guru that has spiritual significance, especially if one considers the proposition that we're not, in fact, who we are is not, in fact, very much involved with the body we're walking around or in or sitting in right now. If one realizes that one's identity is not body-bound, the body is something more of a, something one has, rather like a wardrobe, it's a temporary loan, as Gandhi put it, from nature, the body. It's a temporary loan because it has a lifespan to it. But if a person realizes that the reality of things isn't known on the level that the body exists, and therefore the so-called physical world can't be the ultimate nature of things, because it's ephemeral as is the body, nothing lasts. So if a person could realize that the real part isn't here, because this is all transient and impermanent. So is there a permanent part? Yes. And it's conscious. Or you could say it's consciousness. Like little kids, you know. Were you born? No. Did you ever not exist? No. It's just consciousness, independent of a body. So if a person could imagine a state of consciousness that realizes itself independent of a body, then that consciousness, when the body it was associated with, when the body with which it was associated, quote-unquote, died, that consciousness wouldn't be affected, having already realized that it wasn't the body. In the Bible called dying to oneself.